The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. The Holy Spirit. April 19, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. These questions were asked of the Lord. Lord, should we worship the Holy Spirit? Is the Holy Spirit a person? Thus says the Lord. Beware of the doctrines and traditions of men, in the churches. Stumble not over the letter, nor be led astray by perverse interpretations, or biased translations, by which the churches of men have marred my word, before the people. Rather study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. For I ask you, where in the scriptures of truth, is it written to give praise and worship unto the Spirit? For the Spirit is not a person, nor have I called it by name. For to Yahushua, alone, did I say, You are my Son. Today I have begotten you. Therefore worship God, offering up praises in the name of the Son, and give thanks. For those who believe in the Son, and also seek to obey Him, receive of my Spirit. For it is my hand upon you, guiding you in the way in which you should walk. My voice speaking softly from within, reminding you of that which I have taught you. Restoring you to righteousness and life. Yet the power of God moving upon the face of the earth is my Spirit also, my will made manifest in the world and among men. Therefore, I ask you, how can one pray to that which he prays through? Shall one pray to the hand of God? Rather pray to your Father in heaven, in the Son's name, and through the Spirit, we shall be one. For all my servants move, speak, and hear me through my Spirit, and only through the Son, shall my children come to know me, as I truly am. And oh how blessed are those who know him, for they love him, and obey his voice, having truly received of him, even of his Spirit, the Spirit of God. Indeed holy, 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 is the Lord God Almighty. One God, invisible, and visible, the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit called holy, because I am holy. Therefore, accept my love, and receive of my gifts. For the Spirit is indeed a gift, given by the Father, received through the Son. Call it not a person, call it a blessing. For blessed are those who have the Spirit of God, for God dwells within them.